We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us is a man who had many, many, many listeners for decades and decades. The pioneer of sports talk radio in America and Philadelphia. The legendary Howard Eskin.
Brought to you by Audi Devon. For a luxury experience, visit Audi Devon, born in Germany, perfected in Devon.
Howard, what's your reaction to the fact that Chris Christie is really trying to get a job in the afternoons in WFAN in New York?
He's going to have a hard time finding a job anywhere else. That's the biggest problem. No, but you can be disliked, but he's done so many things which aren't even funny that I just don't know how he could do that every day and get people. People get angry at me. They get angry at you. They get angry at other people on the air. But that's just real vengeance because of the things that he's done. And it's only happened in the last year. I mean, this guy actually people thought had a chance to run for president of the United States.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just amazing how he's just come down so far. I just don't think – and it's obviously who knows what's going to happen in New York. They've got to find somebody. But I just don't think he could take the job and exist for more than a year without people just getting so angry. And then to the point of they're not even going to take it anymore. There wouldn't be any substance to it anymore. But I mean, and he lost control yesterday. Usually he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He lost control yesterday when he called a guy a communist. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
We played it. It's typical. But I got to tell you, Howard, there was a period when you were working in this town, in our afternoon show, where you did not hide at all the fact that you loved Jimmy Johnson and that you, I think you were a Cowboys fan in that sequence, in that era. And I'm just wondering, could you do that and hate the other teams and still be listened to? Because I've always felt that you have to have some connection with the fan. They're not going to listen to you forever if you're a fan of a team they hate.
No, and there was a point where people complained that I liked every team when they weren't a championship team.
Okay.
So, but in today's world, I mean, Jimmy Johnson, it was the Cowboys because of Jimmy Johnson, because I knew Jimmy when he was at the University of Miami, and he was such a great coach. And the Eagles were so awful. I remember kind of in that era was Rich Cotite, who might have been the dopiest coach in Eagles history.
True.
So that led into that. But it was short because Jimmy, after he won his Super Bowls, left Miami. But I don't know. You could, but you couldn't. The life has changed. People, if the teams were bad. Now, there's the people. If I was a fan of another baseball team, I don't think people would mind in Philadelphia. Because
at the moment,
right now,
but when
so
that, you would have to be though in 08, right? You'd have to be when they were on an enormous run. People don't want to hear what you say when you're a team of a Mets fan and the team's going to the World Series. That would put you in a bad spot, right?
Yeah, well, that would be different. But you know, when Jimmy Johnson was the Cowboys, the Eagles were so brutal.
That's
now
true.
Now people complain that I like the Eagles. People complained that I liked the Phillies. There was a period of time that I was really thought they were doing a good job. I mean, you could go down every one of those teams,
right,
and people would complain. But Chris Christie, they're not complaining because of the team. The Cowboys fan would be a problem in New York. But
big
the fact
time.
Is, they just don't like, I mean, the beach thing was, that was the end.
That was the end. You're right. Yeah. You're 100% right. Let me get to the fact you are in Miami. As is Joel Embiid. Did you encounter him at all? Did you connect with him at all while you were out there, Howard?
Well, I will just tell you this. On Sunday morning, or Sunday night, Monday morning at 4 a.m., he was at the blackjack table in the same building that I am in.
Wow.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Wow. That guy never sleeps either. Howard, help me though. I said
this. And he came from Vegas. He came from Vegas. He had to come Sunday night, and then he was at the blackjack table at 4 in the morning.
It's not a good sign. Howard, here's the bottom line.
I mean, he's just having fun. I mean, just
The thing now. Howard, we've encountered a lot of different stars over the years in Philadelphia. He's the most popular player in Philadelphia right now, even though he's barely played at all. And my theory is that he's got a good personality. And he's used it on Twitter to get all these people. Is there an end point to this? Does he at some point have to back up all this Twitter stuff and personality by being a top player too?
I don't think there's any question, because it's a short sample. He's only played 31 games, and that was in the last year.
Right.
It's a very short sample. But there's going to be a period of time where there's no more. Listen, the guy has more fun than probably any athlete that you can think of.
Right.
Because that's just what he wants to do. He wants to have fun. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing.
He's a funny guy. Twitter, he's very creative on Twitter. He does so many good things. He's a really good basketball player when he's healthy. But there's a point. There's a point. As long as the Sixers win, he's going to be very, very loved. But if there's a point where he gets injured or he doesn't play well, and I can't believe if he's healthy, he's going to have a problem with playing well. But there's going to be a point. They've got to win. Now, that's years from now. But they've got to do that. I don't think, in the end, his legacy, and we're already talking about he's 23 years old, he will be a loved player forever in his career. But all this fun right now has got to translate into the Sixers at least having a chance for a championship.
100% right. Al Morgani has a theory, Howard, that I'm sure you would enjoy listening to. Al claims that the reason the Sixers keep losing their young players right after they use one of the tank picks to get them is karma. Is the basketball god saying, we don't like that you're losing on purpose, so we keep injuring kids. You buy or not buy?
Oh, I said it last year. I said when Ben Simmons got hurt, karma's a bitch.
I agree.
That's really what it's. So now you wonder. I mean, Markelle Fultz will be ready for camp, which is in October. You know, and the real reality of that history for full recovery. Now, understand this: full recovery. Could he have played before 4 to 6 weeks? Probably in 2, maybe 3 weeks, he could play a basketball game. And this is not a serious injury, but it's for full recovery. This injury is 4 to 6 weeks, and that's what I thought about. I mean, it's a summer league game, and he injures his ankle. And karma, the Sixers better hope it's not karma, because, you know, and we can believe or not believe in all these kind of things. But it does seem like it's karma. It really does, because of the way that the Sixers and the current general manager had nothing to do with that. But still, it's within the whole history of what's happened over the last 4 years. It better not be karma, or the Sixers and the Sixers fans are not going to be very happy.
Absolutely. Howard, I got to ask this because you, a lot like Embiid, always seem to be in the middle of stuff. The All-Star game, you're not going to argue with me, the All-Star game is nothing like what it was 20, 30 years ago when Pete Rose and all those guys, right? But you still go. You're still there. Why?
Well, I go because there's people from around the league. It's really just to kind of talk to people that I've known for years. In baseball, and I do it pretty much with every sport. I don't go to hockey All-Star games anymore. They're so bad. Well, most of them are bad,
right.
So it doesn't even make any difference. I don't go to the football anymore, but I go to the Super Bowls, so I see them. It's really just to see people. Last night, Jim Leland walks up to me. He said, "Hey, Howard, how are you?" You know, these are the kind of things. And the first thing I remember about Jim Leland, I ripped his Pirates team, saying they couldn't beat a team in the International League, and he went off on me. The next night I went to the game. And then part of that history is when the Phillies hired Charlie Manuel, they wouldn't talk to Jim Leland.
I remember that.
and mentioned that on the air, it was really Charlie Manuel was the guy all along. It was just a dog and pony show with all these other people coming in. And I went on the air and said, can you believe the Phillies won't interview Jim Leland? And then 40 minutes later, I get a call that he's going to be interviewed the following day.
But remember, so, he went out for cigarettes and they didn't like it, Howard. That's why they didn't hire. How many would they have won if they hired Leland? How many run? More than one?
I would have said there's absolutely no question in my mind they would have won more than one World Series.
100% right.
Yeah. That doesn't take away from what Charlie Manuel did, but
right.
Jim Leland is clearly a better manager. But anyway, these are the kind of people, you know, I saw a lot of people, whether it's media people or other people. It's just a way to kind of, you never know when, and like Jim Leland, I'm sure I'll get him on the air at some point. I lost touch with him after he stopped managing. And it was just people like that that you run across and you see. And it's just an event, and it's in Miami, which is another thing. So it's not a bad place to go. And, you know, you get to see people that you know that are down in Miami. But
okay,
is it the game? Let me tell you, last night's event.
Well, Aaron Judge, how good does this judge look to you?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. First of all, I think the balls are juiced.
Okay.
That's another thing.
Yep.
There's no question in my mind that whether it's last night's baseballs or the baseballs from this season, and Dusty Baker said the same thing to me. He says, the balls are juiced. The way these guys are hitting home runs, it's crazy. But last night was amazing how far they went. And Aaron Judge, and I watched his swing. He's got a short stride. He's really strong. He's bigger than I think 80% of the tight ends in the NFL. I saw
wow.
his statistic.
Oh, yeah, he had four balls over 500 feet. That has to be juiced. Come on.
There's no question. But last night's event is going to be better than the game tonight.
Yeah,
it's clearly
probably
going to
is
be better than the game tonight. So it's just fun to go to these events because it's if you want to see baseball right now, we can't see it in Philadelphia. So
that's
part of the
so
problem.
True, so true. Howard, enjoy it out there. Thanks for checking in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.